There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. It's time for Jeff Seeley at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, at Cutmaker Pod as well. Check out the Cutmaker Pod, CutmakerPod.com, for the latest plays. Join Telegram to get the round-by-round plays and matchups as well, and the live plays that he makes throughout the weekend. Let's start with this, sir. Good to talk to you again. Be careful what market you're betting into. Tell people about this unique format here this weekend, please.
Yeah, guys, the format is really unique, and we only see this once a year. So the setup gives a dramatic advantage to those who are at the top of the FedEx Cup rankings. So the official leaderboard will have Scottie Scheffler at minus 10 before they even tee off. Cantlay will be at minus 8. Xander will be at minus 6, etc. So that is the official tournament leaderboard. And if you're looking at PGAtour.com or anywhere you're following the tournament, that's what people will be following. Then there's also basically a shadow leaderboard that is just for this tournament. So it's very important to make sure you understand for matchups, especially for matchups, but for, you know, outrights and everything else, what you're betting. Is it the result of the tournament, or is it who plays better in this specific tournament? So is it the result of the Tour Championship or just this tournament? Be very clear. Be very careful. This is easily the most tricky weekend of PGA Tour season.
Yep. Okay. So as we've been like teasing throughout the show, you told us and showed us the ticket. It's your biggest outright to win the FedEx Cup here in a long, long time. Tell us who you bet and why you like them.
Sure, guys. So there are really only four guys in my mind who can win this tournament. There's maybe five at the most. You got Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, and then there are four guys who are six shots back. It would take a miracle. Maybe a Rory or a Finau or somebody could do that. But last year, seven golfers finished at minus 10 or better, not counting starting strokes, with two players finishing at 14 under. In 2020, five players finished at 10 under or better, with the best score being 15 under. And in 2019, only two players were 10 under or better, with the best score being a minus 13. Only one player has finished at minus 10 or better in the past three seasons, with an average finish of 12 and a half strokes under par, and that's Xander Schauffele.
He did it all 3 years?
His average is, yes, 12 and a half strokes under par for the past 3 years. Yeah, and he's the only player who's done it all 3 years. So I believe this is the best Xander Schauffele we've ever seen. He has two wins this summer, one coming at the Travelers, another coming at the Scottish, finished third at the BMW last week. And it's really hard for me to overlook his course history here relative to the two guys playing ahead of him. So of the players who have played 16 or more rounds here at East Lake, Xander ranks third tee to green and first in putting. The two guys ahead of him, Scheffler ranks sixth tee to green and 20th in putting. Mind you, it's only eight rounds. And in 16 rounds here, Patrick Cantlay is 10th tee to green, 19th in putting. Last year when Cantlay won the Tour Championship, he actually lost strokes putting here. So if Xander shoots 14 under, only a stroke and a half better than his three-year average, Cantlay shoots a 10 under, which is really good, and Scheffler shoots 10 under, Xander's in a playoff against Scheffler. If Xander matches his best result here and he shoots 15 under, I think he wins the tournament. The odds without starting strokes, so take the starting strokes out, just the pure odds to have the best score in the tournament, the three favorites are Xander, Rory, and Cantlay. Not even Scheffler. So he's one of the three co-favorites to win without starting strokes. And then lastly, Xander has never shot over par here. His last eight rounds have all been under par, and 11 of his last 12 have been under par. In those same last 12 rounds, he has a 64, a 65, and two 66s. So a six under round is definitely not under the question here. Xander, I think, for the price, if you get him at 6-1 or better, plus 600 or better, I think Xander is the best value on the board and the clear play to me this week to win the FedEx Cup, just based on pricing value and frankly, a guy who I just think will end up winning.
Excellent breakdown. So that's it's all tied together then. It's current form, the course form here. But as you said, you threw it out there a couple of minutes ago. Do you think this is the best Xander has ever played in his life?
Well, there's no question. The difference is he's winning, right?
Yes.
And we've seen him string together plenty of seconds. But I kind of think it started with the gold medal in the Olympics. Maybe that got a monkey off his back. And then he's, you know, when you win back-to-back here, and he didn't win back-to-back a year ago. He won back-to-back 2 months ago. So, I mean, his form is good, played well last week. I think he's going to be super comfortable. I also think that Patrick Cantlay will be comfortable. I think the biggest regression we'll see will probably come out of Scottie Scheffler. The question now for the fun really is who can you look at and say, you know, who's going to make the biggest run? Because when you're looking at things like DFS, for example, you want to have a guy in your DFS lineup, your DraftKings lineup, who can make a big run and can really. And that's where I think is going to be the fun part to watch. And so I got a dark horse in this field that I like if you look at the board without starting strokes, I think there's a guy who'll be interesting.
Okay. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Visa in the Sports Betting Network. Jeff Seely, our guest, the Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, the Cutmaker Pod, cutmakerpod.com. Tell us about the dark horse, no starting strokes, and give us a couple matchups then, please.
Yeah, guys, so you can find Billy Horschel at 35-1 or better to win the tournament, no starting strokes. So Horschel's actually fourth in the field in total strokes gained at East Lake. So he's got really good course history. I think he makes a really good matchup or group bet play as well. So there's an interesting tournament group on DraftKings this week with Spieth, Neiman, Connors, and Harmon, and you've got Horschel at 4-1. That I think is really interesting. I also played him in a matchup at plus 105 against Morikawa. Did you guys see Morikawa at all last week, guys?
Did not, no.
I had him, so I watched a little bit, yeah, yep.
His putting is back to being disastrous. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a 10 on a hole last week. I mean, that's really, really hard to do as a PGA Tour pro. I mean, his grip. It's almost impossible. He's changed his grip so many times. He's gone from that claw now back to the traditional. I mean, he is lost with the putter. And I don't expect him just to suddenly find it this week. Billy Horschel, a guy who is, you know, again, good form coming in, really good course history here, really accurate driver of the golf ball. I like him a lot. And he's plus money in a matchup against Morikawa. I think that's tremendous. But I do want to point something out about matchups in general. Again, be careful when you're looking at matchups. So a good example is you might see Scheffler at one. I think he's minus 150, minus 155, Cantlay plus 125. On the surface and just in this tournament, that's a Cantlay play all day long. But you got to understand that that's factoring in Scheffler's two-stroke lead. So, again, be really, really careful when you're betting the matchups this week and you're looking at those who you like. But I do think Horschel makes for a tremendous matchup play. I think Xander makes for a tremendous matchup play. You know, in general, while it's factored into the price, you're going to get a good price on him because he is a few back, whether it's via Cantlay against Cantlay. I really like it against Scheffler. I'm all in on Xander this week. I think we see a good result, and I think we're celebrating on Sunday night.
Very good. Excellent breakdown, my friend. Thanks for a few minutes. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Seeley. Great job. One of the best at golf. There you go.
At Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. Yep.
I'm sorry. Yeah, very tricky.
It is.
So good explanation here about what you're looking at.
The email here on the show is ftm@vsin.com. FTM for follow the money. @vsin.com. To close the show yesterday, we kicked around like best time zones to watch and bet on sports in. We got a great email this morning from Mark. He's listening to us live today from Hungary.
All right.
And evidently so here's the breakdown. Going over that time zone discussion yesterday, in college, he said, for 5 years, I had a friend as a flatmate, and we watched every single NFL game every week. So that's 2:30 a.m. Friday mornings for Thursday night football.
Oh.
Then from 7 p.m. on Sunday until 5:45 a.m. on Monday when Sunday night football ended. And then Monday night football the next night. He said it was pretty hardcore. As you can imagine, I wasn't a big party guy in the first 3 years in college. But I juggled watching the NFL with partying in the last two. And I still got my bachelor and master's degree.
Sharp kid.
I mean, that is excellent, Mark. Thank you so much for the feedback.
Well done. Yeah.
And hello to you in Hungary today.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do.
Peekaboo Hungary.
Yes. Yeah, right? Mike Palm's going to add it to his list later on today.
For us, it's for our schedule, it's Hawaii, and it's a no-brainer. I mean, imagine it could have been, all right, 1 o'clock, baseball, Yankees-Mets.
How about day games? How about day baseball games? Yeah. 7:35 in the morning, Hawaii time.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That'd be after the second walk on the beach for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The second walk in the first 5 years since you've been there.
Absolutely.
I think that is so cool, man, to get that from Hungary today.
That's awesome.
And that's he just like, this is what we had to do.
Yep. I tweeted it out at Paulie Howard with a Y, and Mitch tweeted it out too, but at VSiN Live to see the clip from yesterday.
Oh, it's a fun discussion.
The East Coast is really bringing up the rear there. It's a killer. I mean, all big events, World Series, look how late. Primetime football games? Come on. Look if you're a Yankee fan.
Late night NBA, late night baseball, all of it.
Yankees start this West Coast road trip.
Right?
Now. What? That's 10:30 first pitch?
Mm-hmm.
Is that? Yeah. Jeez.
Difficult to pull off.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, up next, part two of Bill Barnwell's annual top five teams to improve this NFL season column. It's no surprise that a couple of 2021 bottom feeders made his list. We told you about the Lions. There's another one on it. We'll tell you which team that is coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Kick off football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. BetRivers is your go-to book all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, props, and more. Every week they have great house specials and football specials to help you win. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game. Round two, Bill Barnwell, ESPN, top five teams to improve. We already talked about the Bills and the Lions. And the Bills lost every close game last year, and the Lions seemingly lost every close game as well.
Yep.
2-5-1. This one's obvious to me. His third choice, the Ravens, who went 8-9. They started 8-3, and then lost the last six games. Injuries. Jackson was out. COVID. They were 28th in defensive DVOA. They were 30th against the pass. All those games but one were close with the losses. They're going for two against Pittsburgh, going for two against Green Bay. Huntley filled in admirably. Johnson got in there one of the games, the only blowout when they were down so many guys with COVID and got run out by Cincinnati. But, I mean, this is, yeah, I think they win the division. I think they can go to the Super Bowl. I think they can definitely make some noise in the playoffs. So this one to me is a no-brainer with the Ravens.
This is a very good line that puts it into perspective from Bill Barnwell again. John Harbaugh's team underwent a catastrophic streak of injuries. By adjusted games lost, they were the most injured team in the history of the stat.
Wow.
And they were 8-3, like you said, when Jackson got hurt. They were winning a bunch of those close games. They then finished the season 6-6 overall in close games once they started 6-1. Mm-hmm. So from the middle part of the season or a little bit later than that on, it totally regressed in season, but that was because of the Jackson injury. And well, not just him, though, because they had so many other things go wrong.
Who's this tight end they have in addition to Andrews?
Likely.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How are you going to stop this tandem?
How good does he look?
Yeah. Could be Gronk and Hernandez again. Hopefully a better result. But
Now, we are... the injuries to the running backs,
yep.
Dobbins and Edwards, it still doesn't look great.
Yeah, Dobbins is questionable for week one, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's some speculation right now that in terms of like the fantasy world and how do you want to attack this, might be Mike Davis to go. Mike Davis was really good a couple of years ago in Carolina.
When I'm not concerned.
McCaffrey. I'm really not either. I'm really
right.
not. As long as the offensive
right.
line's okay,
right.
I really, it doesn't matter to me who the offense or who the running back is.
Any concerns about the whole Jackson contract business? And you lose Brown, too. Ship him off.
It actually be a good thing.
You think so?
It could be a good thing in terms of the contract, because now he's going to go out there and prove it one more time. Like, you don't want this?
Yep.
But to your point, though, on Brown, that is some concern.
Now Bateman has to step up to be the number one guy. I like Bateman. I'm not going nuts like some people are on the guy to be like number one overall, but how can you not look at what happened last year and say Mark Andrews is a complete stud?
Mm-hmm.
Guy's awesome.
Yep. Last year, Barnwell, all five teams improved by an average of 3 wins and 20 of 25 the last 5 years on average, 3 wins. Number four, Broncos, 7-10 last year, outscored their opponents on the season. How about that? They were also 18th in offensive DVOA. But think about this. Out of quarterbacks, I mean, they were 18th. Cincinnati was 17th. Tennessee was 20th. The Raiders were 21st. Those are 3 playoff teams.
Uh-huh.
And now you get Russell Wilson, and you don't have Fangio anymore. Mr. Conservative. 1-4 in close games. Should have swept Kansas City. Let's start right there. 30th in fumble recovery rate. And the 3rd most injuries on defense. Totally on board with this as well.
Yeah.
Good breakdown on the Broncos.
Yeah. How can you not be? Certainly a team that could do some damage all year long and make a run, deep run into the playoffs. I mean, the quarterback position is so important in the NFL. They're going to go from what they had. I can't wait to see what this is going to look like and how Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton are going to jump off the page this year because of Russell Wilson.
That should happen.
Yeah, because...
But don't forget about it. I think Hamler can play a role, too.
Oh, he can. He absolutely can. Yeah. But it's pretty cool that they're actually... That the schedule makers put this team against Russ's former team in Seattle, because now we can watch Jeudy and Sutton with Wilson, and then we get to watch Metcalf and Lockett and other guys there with whatever it's going to be, Drew Lock or Geno Smith. Okay, careful what you wish for. You wanted to keep Pete Carroll and get rid of this guy. All right, no problem.
Right.
Couldn't make him happy.
Uh-huh. Last one. He admits this could be a mistake because he had them last year. But Barnwell writes, I'll take the pain again with Jacksonville. 3-14. One of his losers last year. League low, recovering 33% of their fumbles. They recovered only 2 fumbles defensively the whole season. They were minus 20 in turnovers. Worst in the league. And I think a lot of this is getting that stink of Urban Meyer out there. And now you bring in Peterson. Say what you want. He has won a Super Bowl. And I know there's been rave reviews, especially from Lawrence, about how it's night and day with the chemistry and what the locker room is like as well. So Jacksonville to jump up to 6 or 7 wins this year.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that we're going to see an improved Trevor Lawrence this year for many, many reasons. A, he's in year number 2, so he's one of the guys that can make a leap. Like we talked about the Jets yesterday. I need to see it with Zach Wilson. I can believe it with, I think, Trevor Lawrence. But the best thing to happen to this team was to get rid of Urban Meyer. No doubt about it. I can't believe the guy landed at Fox. I can't believe they hired him.
Really?
I'm astonished that he's going to be on the broadcast.
Credibility?
It should be John Gruden. Urban Meyer and John Gruden, I don't want to ever hear from them ever again. Go away already. But anyway, I think Christian Kirk, they brought him in. They paid him all that much money. We've seen the targets that he's getting already in the preseason. Etienne, if he stays healthy. That's the thing, is that Robinson's back from an injury. Etienne's back from an injury. But if both guys stay healthy, that's quite the 1-2 combo, I would say, at running back.
Mm-hmm.
And I still can't get that Buffalo Bills game out of my head from last year. I had the Bills at minus 6.5 on a game of the year bet, and they close at 16.5 for the game. But that's Jacksonville dominated that game.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills showed, I don't know if it was the Bills like just completely looking past Jacksonville or what it was. They couldn't do anything. And so how much of that do they actually have in them? Plus, they play in that division where, you know, they get the Texans twice. They get the Titans twice.
Intriguing game week 1. They go to D.C. That'd be big win to start.
It would.
Get a road win.
Yeah, and don't forget, for whatever reason, they've done well, as we all know, against the Colts at home.
Right.
And that's 2 straight years now, at least.
Then it gets difficult after that, and then you have one of the Texans games coming up. So could be a slow start, but you never know. You pull an upset early. You're a small dog against Washington. You can win that. And maybe you take off, and then you get to 7-8 wins. I mean, I think there's a I think there's a great chance that they finish in second place and have more wins than the Titans. I think that's in play. Yep.
That's another bet that you can make at various books.
Yep, love that.
Yep, division finishing position for these teams.
Did you see this one, too, at DraftKings? You can bet Miami. Did we say this? You can bet Miami, Tampa, and Jacksonville all to make the playoffs.
Oh, the Florida special?
That's like 14-1, something like that.
Okay. What is your ceiling for the Broncos this year? Can they go to the Super Bowl? Are they that good? We've had this now back-to-back years. New quarterback goes to a different team, Brady and the Buccaneers and Stafford and the Rams last year.
That's too aggressive, but they can win the division. They can win the division and win a playoff game. I still think the Bills are better. And then I want to see what this offense looks like. But based on the – and I don't know. Hackett's an unknown. Now, he's got to be an upgrade over Fangio. He has to be. But they should have made the playoffs last year with all that – with and Teddy Two Gloves is underrated. He's an ATS machine. We know that. But you just see how good they are in the talent with what happened with the late game at home against Kansas City and the Sunday night game against Kansas City. My God, they had a losing record, and they outscored their opponents. And they couldn't get a close call to go their way. So now you get Wilson, but Hackett a bit of an unknown. But sure, I could see them winning the division or second place, double-digit wins, and you win a playoff game or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, I can see this team going to the AFC title game, and then all bets are off. Depends on which team they're going to get. I mean, the Bengals were getting killed last year at KC, and they came back to win that second half, and they won the game overall.
Yeah, that's right. Who had the Bengals in the Super Bowl last
year? Nobody. So,
yeah,
nobody.
Yeah,
I just, again, because it's going to look entirely different. I mean, how many times did we have to hear, and we pointed this out on the show before, but when guys who study film for a living are like, I don't get it with Jerry Jeudy. He looks exactly like the same guy in Alabama. He's always open. Can't get him the ball. Well, he's going to get the ball this year.
Yeah.
And he just Wilson's probably going to be worth, like, from what they had last year, he's worth a touchdown. Minimum. And he's, what, 33 years old? Yep. So it just so happens that every single team in that division is absolutely loaded.
Yeah, apparently the Raiders have been dominating the Patriots in the practices. Out
that's
here.
Per every report. That's
wow.
That's Raiders beat writers. That's Patriots beat writers. Everybody covering this is saying the same exact thing. It's been pure domination by the Raiders against the Patriots.
Yep.
So up next here, it's Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will hit today's Major League Baseball card. It is such a good one, with potential playoff teams going up against each other. All the betting numbers coming up here on VSiN.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. And this season, new customers can bet $5 and win 200 in free bets instantly. Download the app. Use the code VSiN when you sign up. Bam, that easy, $200. Got to be 21. DraftKings.com for full details. Couple day games. Good baseball card today. First game, day game, we mentioned that incredible day game. That's unfortunate. This incredible run with the Braves. 24 in a row when they're a favorite playing a losing team at night. Cashed again, no problem last night. That is kooky. Unbelievable. Not to mention, they are now, remember, they were 24 and 27 to start. They're 77 and 48. They're only two back of the Mets. They've won 8 in a row on the road, 13 of 15 overall. And they're trying to complete a sweep and go 7-0 against Pittsburgh this year. Wright's 250.
Now, you do understand, right, that the Braves also have a very easy schedule moving forward.
Well, not like the Mets, though.
It's very close.
But they got 7 against the Phillies.
It's tough. They're still like, it's one of the top 7 easiest schedules, I believe, in baseball.
Mets got this. They have it.
They shouldn't. Yep. Should the Mets be as high as they are right now, minus 330, minus $4?
Yes. Yep.
I disagree.
They got it.
I don't think they should be. I think the Braves can overtake them. Two games back, a lot of baseball left. A lot of baseball left.
That's got it.
You thought the Mets were going to sweep the Yankees. Didn't go so well for
them. But they would, yeah. Well, can't win every game. Bats went silent. I didn't see that coming. Got shot down by Herman and Montas. Yep, and then you pushed DeGrom back, too. That was another surprise.
Do you want to, okay, so some really big games today with playoff contenders. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do with this White Sox matchup against the Orioles? Giolito's on the mound. He's favored. Watkins goes for the Orioles. You can grab even money, maybe even a little bit higher than that on Baltimore.
Yep, starting to see some separation now. They're 2.5 back of the final wild card. The Twins are going to lose again today. They're four back, and they've lost four in a row, and I think that's it. I think the White Sox are going to wave the flag. That's it. I like the over, but again, the disrespect all year for the Orioles, who've already gone over their win total and did it again yesterday and beat Cease. Why not Giolito, right? Get him again, too.
Yeah, I have my eyeballs absolutely on this Baltimore number today.
Okay.
Now, again, that'll tell you right now with the White Sox and what you just said to punt on the season. So they're not going to, but when you give Dylan Cease a 2-0 lead against Baltimore in a big game, and he comes out in the bottom of the first again, and there's a three-run. The walks, again, continue to be a problem for this guy, and a three-run shot is given up already to Mountcastle. That two-run lead is wiped. It's like all of the air. It's deflated.
I'll get him right? Some run support, though, too.
Well, yeah. I understand. To give up that lead that quickly just hurts.
This is who you are. Come on. We're 120 games in. You're 500. You can't beat the Royals. So that's who they've been. And you thought there was a chance when they won the first two against Houston. Then they got their butts beat the next two. So what do you want to do with the Blue Jays? It's Berríos. Do you want Toronto or do you want the over? They've won 7 of 8 against the Red Sox. They blew them out again yesterday. They're hitting .588 this year with the bases loaded against the Red Sox. And it's Rich Hill. 9.5 the total. $1.70, though.
Ooh. I can't lay that with Berríos. On principle alone. 9.5, big total. But when these two teams meet, or maybe I would look at a team total over as well here. But I think overall, because I can't trust that guy, I think maybe over 9, maybe we do get like a 7-4 game tonight. Could see that happening.
Yeah.
I'm actually interested in playing McClanahan on the run line for the Rays. I know they're at home.
Who's this guy the Angels are throwing?
Mike Mayers?
Yeah.
Mayers going today? So it's going to be Halloween early here. So he's laying a huge number, -265 at DraftKings. On the run line, -120. Rays are blistering hot right now.
Well,
which is something that you cannot ignore.
Right, enjoy the flavor, because here comes September, and it's going to be a brutal schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's fine. But just in terms of betting today, this Angels outfit is... I call them whatever negative word you want to use, and use any adjective, and it fits right here.
Well, the fans got good news yesterday. Artie might sell the team. That'd be a big shot in the arm.
I think they probably need to do that. Yeah.
Right? I'm with you. It's been no problem so far. $250, $1.10 on the run line. The Rays should take them out again. I don't know why his numbers keep dropping so much, but McClanahan's been steady.
Yeah, I don't like to play many run lines, but I think that one qualifies.
Well, here's
today.
One I love. I love the Astros. Love them. $1.05 on the run line. Valdez against Bundy. Valdez has been great. Solid season. Not to mention they're 4-0 against the Twins, and they took them out again last night. No problem. It's going to be 5-0. The Twins know what they're up against. They've lost 4 in a row now. You'd lose 3 in a row at home to the Rangers. Where's this offense? They can't hit either.
No.
Can't believe it. So, you know, the Astros will get theirs off Bundy. So I don't think they're going to do much against Valdez. So love the Astros tonight.
And don't forget that in his last start, Valdez tied the team record for most consecutive quality starts in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's been every single start, not including his first start of the season, has been a quality start. 6 innings plus and 3 runs or fewer allowed. He has been he's totally under the radar. He's never mentioned among the great pitchers having outstanding seasons this year, and he absolutely qualifies as one of them. So I can get on board with that as well, but now we're talking about several money line bets today. You know, maybe, and again, another option here is to look at these teams this time of season to find those really bad teams in awful form that have maybe waved the white flag. Play 2.5 runs, in some of these potential blowouts as well.
Mm-hmm.
We get some pretty good money back on that. I'll tell you one team that's feisty, not going away. The Reds, down and out last night several times, came back to take the lead, and the Phillies had to come back and beat them in the bottom half. But with the Phillies, Suarez was cruising along, and then the sixth inning arrived, and it's like, oh, here's
this
is to blow up, and now the Phillies are laying .245 this morning.
Like the over, Sanchez, this other guy's batting practice that the Reds are throwing. I think there'll be runs in this game. Phillies 4-1 against them this year, too. One more thing, I'm seeing conflicting reports on the Red Sox. I see Bello listed, too.
Yeah, so do I.
Maybe it's not Rich Hill who Boston's going to throw. But that I like that over. Also, Baltimore's had the White Sox number, too. There will be runs in that game.
Yeah.
They're 4-1 against them as well.
Yeah. I caught last night on the overnights. I'm looking, and Baltimore really, really stood out to me in that matchup and with that number. The Padres, who cannot hit somehow, some way, with Blake Snell on the mound today against Cal Quantrill, a lane of $1.65.
No way. No chance I want that. Cleveland or pass. They're now $1.60 to win the division at Bet Rivers. 2 months ago, they were 12-1. Or 2 months into the season, rather. They were 12-1. What a story. Guys have been good on the road. Padres cannot hit. And they were supposed to take advantage of this part of the schedule. Not saying Cleveland, but the Washingtons and the Miamis of the world, they didn't do it.
Yep.
So now it's going to be Dodgers for 9, Giants, they go to Coors where they never win. It's over, Johnny. It's over. 3-1 to miss the playoffs. Brewers in L.A., Dodgers 250. That's Haney going as well. 8.5 the total. 10 runs last night. My God, what they did to Burns. Hauser's got an ERA of almost 6 on the road. So this could get out of control, too.
Well, now, do you want to go down that path and make it the third run line that we've talked about here in this segment to maybe look at?
Yeah, they let me down Monday, though. I was surprised by that.
All year long, it's been...
Oh, sure, right. Still in play here. What is it now? 32-8 to break the record.
Is that what it is?
Have to go to 32-8 to get it done. And what else was I going to mention? The Cubbies are throwing someone I never heard of either, too, now. So you got the Cardinals are 9-5 head-to-head. Get the split yesterday. They're look to be a good-sized favorite today. But who knows what I don't know anything about the guy the Cubs are throwing. But it worked out yesterday in game one.
Yep.
Called the Kib up. It was a Mexican league. And Cardinals had a rally almost every inning but couldn't score. And then saved all the runs for game two.
How about this? I'm looking at the look ahead tomorrow. It's already up at DraftKings. White Sox are going to throw Lance Lynn as of right now. Lance Lynn's laying $1.20 at Baltimore. Jordan Lyles on the mound.
Did I miss something? You see how big he is?
Who, Lynn?
Look, he's got a pillow underneath his jersey.
Oh, he's always been a big fella.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I think it was. I was watching the last start. I go, oh, Christ, that's a workout with the knife and fork.
I'll tell you what. They keep posting even money or maybe some plus on the over. You just got to keep betting them.
Well, yeah. It's only 2.5 back. I think they updated that. Let me see if I can find it. I think there's 8-1 to make the playoffs, but this is, you know, I'm telling you, there's a chance.
You need to keep firing on the Padres and miss the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. The power, the whole ratings are all completely off on this team.
It is. Because here again, this cannot be understated. 9 games against the Dodgers.
They've lost 17-19 against them.
They do not stack up well. They don't match up well. They don't play well against the Dodgers. I think a win there would be 3-6 for the Padres.
Yep.
A win would be 3-6.
To get the last wild card in the National League, Padres plus 140, Phillies and Brewers 2-1. Phillies schedule's easy the rest of the way. That's the one you missed. You're kicking yourself. Wasn't Milwaukee 9-1?
To miss the playoffs?
No, third wild card.
Oh, third wild card. Yeah.
7-1? Yep.
But I have not bet the Padres to miss. I think I'm going to start doing that today. I see, you need to add more of that. I've been adding more Gonsolin to win the Cy Young.
Yeah.
I have him 30 multiple times, and I added more of 10-1 last night.
Yep. Orioles to get the final wild card, 5-1. Rays 2-1. Mariners 4, Blue Jays 5. Seattle's a $3 favorite today. Kirby Sanchez.
Kirby on the mound.
It's a $3 favorite. Mama.
Yep. Shocking news yesterday based on what we thought we knew for the previous 2 months.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
NFL guide drops tomorrow. Playoff predictions, win totals, props, division finishes. Only way to get access to the betting guide, become a VSEN All Access subscriber. Sign up for the discounted football special. Get all access to everything we do now through the Super Bowl for only $175 or save half off the monthly price with an annual subscription. Bet smarter all year long, VSiN.com/subscribe.
So betting the preseason in the National Football League is pretty much all based on information. You're going to wait to hear what the coaches are game planning for and whether or not they're going to start their, you know, first ring guys, how long they might play, how much information they're willing to share with the media. This is from yesterday, Chicago Bears head coach Matt Eberflus telling the overall game plan for week three and his starters.
The starters are going to play, you know, up to the half. You know, we're trying to get 25 to 30 plays in there. And again, we always reserve the judgment to pull when we think is necessary, but that's what we're trying to do with those guys. There will be selected players that have experience that will be out before that, you know, but that's our plan to do that for this game.
For example, the total in the game for the Bears as they take on the... Wait a second. My screen just moved now. Who are they playing this week?
1 second.
I can't believe that just happened.
Browns. Browns.
Yeah, the Browns. That's what I thought. They're playing the Browns. That total was 38. He made that comment, and that total went to 40, and now 41 at some spots. So that's exactly, I mean, you want to hear that, 25, maybe 30 plays for the first ring guys. Okay, well, then the offenses are going to try to work some things out. By the way, which is the right plan? Do you not have to give Justin Fields and the first ringers more than what we've seen? This is it then, Paul.
This is it.
The last preseason game that they have to work with.
Yep.
So I think it's the right move out of him.
Yeah.
And that's one example of how quickly things can move. And once you get kind of the bat signal of, okay, now it was 38, too low. And then people like Adam Chernoff are also responding and giving out plays like that. And then, boom, that moves the entire market like that.
3-point move on the Chief total. They're at home against Green Bay Thursday. That's down to 36. 4-point move in the Buffalo Carolina total. That went from 38 to 42.5. And seen it, some other movement as well. The Washington, how about the Ravens, 6.5? Can they do it again? One more time, they'll probably win by 3 touchdowns.
Okay, so there was a great tweet in the Ravens' last game, and it had to do with their third-string quarterback, Anthony Brown. Did you see this? Because Anthony Brown for the Ravens looks like he can play, and he's had a really good preseason. And I forget who it was, but somebody said, uh-oh, don't even tell me that crystal ball completely ruined every single quarterback at Oregon. Because remember Herbert. It was never like all gas, no brakes with Herbert.
Right. So conservative.
Very much so.
We're watching. That's why we're so surprised by the Pac-12 title game. When they ruined Utah's chance. Like, where's this been all year?
Right, yes. Where was that?
Yes.
And we never saw... We saw glimpses with Anthony Brown last year. But is there a chance that he was so bad with the quarterbacks at Oregon? That's something to keep an eye on this year with Van Dyke at Miami. I would pay attention very closely to that out of the gates.
All right. Very good. We'll do more of this. We're only 2 weeks away. As we get close, but I think the big story of week one is Survivor and all the road favorites. And I guarantee, rest assured, we're going to come in the Monday after week one, and it's going to be the big, the books will either be crying or the players are going to get buried, the bettors, based on what happened, all the teaser possibilities and the teams that are favored on the road. But the other thing, and Ralph Michaels' Wager Talk had this, but he was asked about how many times has the Super Bowl champ been a week one home dog? And Gimme the Dog database says the Patriots in 2002, they had an easy win against the Steelers. And the Broncos in 2016, that was Manning retired and it was Simeon then. But they won that game and beat the Panthers. That's it.
That's the list?
That going back as far as his database about the list, the Super Bowl champ, a week one home dog. But there's also more to this too. Since 2006, only six teams that won 11 games or more have been a home dog. It's three times alone in the NFC to start. Rams again, Dallas, and Arizona to start. All playoff teams, all won 11 games or more, all home dogs to start week one out of the gate.
Okay, so is part of that because the NFL is scheduling more marquee games in week one? I mean, the Rams, the champs always play, except a couple of years ago, on Thursday Night Football, and they give them the number one power-rated team in football. Like, the Cowboys are playing the Buccaneers.
Yeah. Again, it's like last year.
Yeah, and the Cardinals are at home against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the NFL has gone out of their way in recent years, and I would have to really go back and look at every single schedule to find out how they used to schedule teams in week one. But they try to hit home run out of the gate every single time now in week one.
Probably a good observation. Maybe you go back and you look, it was a lot of division games to start. I don't know, but that's a big stuff. I mean, the power rating of the Bills. I mean, to be a 2.5-point favorite on the road against the champs. And then
a 1-point dog.
Yeah.
And now they're 2.5-point favorites, the Bills are, in that game. I think, again, your point, though, is going to be every single possible teaser is going to include the teams on the road. I mean, the Ravens and 49ers will be on every card this side of Laughlin. I mean, yeah. it's in Moneyline Parlay. It's going to happen.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's going by the everyone will take – most people will take the Eagles, right, taking on the Lions. Saints will be a popular pick, survive. 49ers, please forget about it. Every which way but loose. Moneyline, teaser, straight bet, survivor. Bengals at home against the Steelers. The Colts game against the Texans.
Especially with the Niners, if going back to that audio from Eberflus, mm-hmm. when he plays his guys as long as planned this week, if they're really, really bad, what if that first ring with and Fields is running for his life yet again, and it doesn't jump off the page? It looks like it's going to be even worse than we thought. Then forget about it with that week one matchup. It's going to be even worse. In terms of how many people are going to be betting the 49ers and adding them on tickets various ways.
Yeah. That could be an under. I think the total's too high. I think the Bears are going to be an under team all year.
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be a lot of points in that game. Yeah.
Bad defense,
Well, okay.
No, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's Lance, though. The unknown.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
So here was kind of the shocking news yesterday in the NBA. As all summer long, we were told, I mean, even Kevin Durant, not that long ago, I want my coach and I want my GM fired right now. What are you going to do? Evidently nothing. So they all met yesterday, everybody involved, owner, KD, power players, I'm coming back. So that's it now. He's going to come back and that's going to be the Nets lineup, evidently, is going to be KD and Kyrie and Ben Simmons and everything's going to be cool. Or is that an overreaction?
There's still going to be problems.
Yeah.
Has to be. They just had one meeting in Los Angeles and we're good? He wanted you fired. He gave an ultimatum to the owner. And the owner immediately came out and tweeted, "Nah, I back my coach and GM."
Correct.
But that is, and the other thing is Kyrie, which who knows what to believe with these NBA sources and reports anymore. But the report was Kyrie didn't want to play more than 60 games or back-to-backs in his last contract talks before this other deal with that. This guy doesn't want to play basketball. And he's a nut off the court and a pain in the ass. Durant at least wants the ball. And that's probably why it came down to, I don't want to go through this and hold out and don't report to camp, and it just becomes a circus. But you're right. It goes, I could retire. than play with rather than play with the Nets. Get Marks and Nash out of here, and I demand a trade. Oh, okay, I'm right back where I started.
Right.
So you're exactly right. 8-1 is lunacy. To bet that to win the I have the fourth best team in the East. Yeah. I still think the Sixers are better with the moves they made. But who knows what you're going to get out of these. Ben Simmons nobody plays great defense.
Yeah.
All right.
If you were not in your head thinking this was a possibility earlier in the summer and you didn't grab the Nets at whatever they were at, 30-1, 35-1, maybe even higher. And I know some people who got 50. Right.
I did not. I wanted no part of that because the owner kept saying, and he told Windhorst several times, I am not going through that again. It was the worst year I can remember.
Yep.
And Nick Friedel, ESPN, said the same thing. Worst locker room I can recall all the years covering the NBA.
Sure.
And they're going to run it back.
Yep. So if you didn't grab it then, do not grab it today at 7-8-1, whatever it is. And you even missed like 15-16-1 possibly yesterday. That ship has sailed for many reasons. You don't want to get a terrible number like that. Now, and also, like you said, they're not the best team in the Eastern Conference. They might be the fourth or the fifth best team. And also, like they still might trade Kyrie.
You never know what happens there, right?
Of course not.
He's an unknown. They have better odds than the Bucks at some. Think about that.
An insult.
If they didn't have, you're right. If the Bucks had Middleton, they would have beat the Celtics.
Yeah. Yeah. And this, we're going to do it. Here's the thing with the owner. He doesn't want to do it again. You're going to go through it again.
Yeah.
If they win 45 regular season games or 48 and they get bounced in the first or the second round and somehow all three guys are still on the team, thing will be a carbon copy of this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at 2023.
Expect chaos with Kyrie.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Mike Palm, VP, Circus Sports, in studio with us coming up next.
It's game time, baby!
And you're just lying there? Watching on the couch? Uh-uh. That's not going to cut it.
You need to get in the game with BetRivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in-game bets, live player props, and live player props, and live player props, and live player props.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.